Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now let's turn our attention to Cork, where a post-mortem will be carried out on the remains of a woman believed to have lain undiscovered for almost 2 years. Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Claire.
So go through how this discovery was made.
Yeah, shocking discovery, Claire. And what makes it even more shocking, it's the third time in the space of 2 years that we've had a case like this. And this particular tragedy unfolded yesterday. There was an issue with pest control in the Brookfield area of the Loch, and a private contracting company attended the scene. Now, they traced it to a particular property, and they became suspicious of the property, and the Gardaí were notified. So Gardaí, members of Cork Fire Brigade and paramedics attended this property. Two-storey house, very overgrown garden. And when they gained entry to the property, the badly decomposed body of a lady was discovered in a back downstairs room. Now, the scene was immediately sealed off. A full technical and forensic examination was conducted. The assistant state pathologist, Dr. Margaret Bolster, will perform a post-mortem examination today. Now, I should stress that from their preliminary inquiries, Gardaí do not believe that there's anything suspicious about this incident. There was no sign of a break-in. There was no sign of forced entry. There was no sign of a disturbance inside the house or a robbery. So they're dealing with it as a tragedy. And what they're waiting on now is the post-mortem examination. Firstly, to determine the time of death, and secondly, to try and formally identify this lady, and that'll be achieved through dental records. Mm-hmm.
And of course, we think about those first responders you mentioned at the moment, because this was a very difficult scene, I'm sure, for them. But what do we know about this woman?
Well, we know that initially it was thought that she was in her 50s. Now it's believed that she was in her late 60s. She lived alone at the property. She had lived there for a significant number of years. And it's a very mature housing development. It's a very tight-knit area. And there's generations of people have grown up as neighbours in that area. And I think it makes this all the more shocking. A lot of people are attributing it to the fallout from COVID, where people isolated. And there was also a background here of the family bereavement. And some neighbours believe that this lady had actually moved away to be with family members following that bereavement. So they didn't actually realise she was in the property. Now, a core focus of the Garda investigation is going to be trying to determine the timeline involved. So there have been door-to-door inquiries in terms of when was the last time that people living in this area had seen this lady. And inside the property, they're carefully examining phone records, postal records, and also food items and purchases within the house, looking for receipts and looking for use-by dates on some of the food labels to try and determine when this lady was last alive.
All right, so trying to really create a timeline around all of this. And do we know at this stage if the woman has family and if the family have been contacted?
Yeah, we understand that there are extended family members in the general Cork area. Gardaí have been in contact with them. Now, locally, she has been named, but until there's a formal identification, Gardaí are not going to identify this lady. And we understand that once that happens, that the Gardaí will then liaise more closely with the family in terms of when the body is released and funeral arrangements and stuff like that. But for the time being, the Garda investigation is very much focused on A, confirming the identity of this lady, and then B, trying to determine the circumstances of when she died. Initially, it was thought that this could be somewhere between 2 and 3 years. Now it's believed that it's more likely to be between 1 and 2 years.
Okay, and you mentioned there at the beginning that this isn't the first case like this in the Cork area. Just remind us of the other two.
Yeah, we had a case just last month, Claire, where a man lay dead for almost 6 months in the courtyard of an apartment complex in Cork. And of course, the most high profile case that I think all of your listeners will remember was a case that dates from January 2023, when a man in his 60s, he was discovered in a property at Beecher Street in Mallow, just a couple of metres from the main Cork Limerick Road, very, very busy road. And incredibly, he had lain dead in the property undiscovered for almost 22 years.
Okay, well, Ralph, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much. That's Ralph Regal, who is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Now, coming up next, why sunscreen might not be enough to protect you from the harmful rays this summer. We're going to hear from a consultant dermatologist.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.